The Speed of Thought. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with meditation. The Speed of Thought. Now, what game are we playing? Are we scientists? Are we metaphysicians? Are we the divine creative consciousness? What game are we playing? Where does thought dwell? Does thought dwell in the realm of our brain? Does thought dwell in the realm of the infinite, where the infinite thinks thoughts and those thoughts are instantly translated into action and into force and into expression? What is our thought? What is the speed of thought? Well, research is done by many neuroscientists, and they have found that the axons that move through the brain, that is, that are in the brain, allow the sort of web network, and they say there is a series of networks in the brain that reach to the moon and halfway back. Tremendous number of miles of networks in the brain. And the networks in the brain take reports, take information from various locations to other locations, like from the toe to the brain or what have you. And these things are at a certain speed, and the speed varies. There are superhighways that it can take, and there are normal highways that it can take. Just like on the countryside, there is the superhighway, and there are the normal highways, and then there are the byroads, and then there are the pathways, and many, many ways of going through the program. Now, how does thought work? Does thought travel through these neurons, through these programs within the brain, within a structured being? When a man is working on a computer and he comes to a conclusion and he says, "Ah, that's how we do it," and then he leaves the computer and his thought transcends the computer's limitations and he moves on into a deeper and more significant area. He moves on into areas where thought moving through the activity of the computer takes a certain length of time. Now, this thought moving through the computer has to move as quickly as electronic circuits can go. But thought transcends all electronic circuits. Thought moves beyond the activity of the physical universe. And if we want to say that thought is limited in the physical universe, then we are not dealing with thought. We're dealing with some other aspect. We're dealing with signals. We're dealing with electronic responses. We're not dealing with thought. Thought truly transcends everything that we can physiologically know in this physical universe. How fast is the speed of thought? Well, the speed of thought is, as science will find out, and they're always coming to these conclusions that metaphysicians know early in the game, but science will find out that thought is now. The speed of thought is now. The speed of thought is here and now, because science is already determining and defining and saying to us that all time is here and all space is now. And in saying that, they still go back to their drawing boards and define time and space as time and space, distance and purpose and when, you know, and clock time. And they want to say what these things are. Now, can they ever come to a conclusion about what is thought? Well, by that technique, they will come to the conclusions of what thought is not. Thought is not limited to anything. We like to say thought is limited to things because for us we think a thought, we act upon a thought, and we think that surely it should be responsive immediately. Our difficulty is we want it to come through a channel. And because we want thought to demonstrate itself in a channel, we limit our receptivity of that thought. If I think my thought and I think of my mother on some other place, and I think of her sitting in her living room, and I think of her having a cup of tea or coffee, or maybe visiting with friends, or watching television, or listening to the radio, or perhaps hearing some beautiful music on her digital player. I visualize that. I visualize her sitting there in her dressing gown, or sitting there in her normal street clothes. I visualize her doing whatever I visualize her doing. And she is doing just that, and she is doing that instantaneously. There is no time for that thought to travel from me to her. It is done, and it is completely done. And the more positive I am in my thought, the more I remain consistent in my thought, the more perfectly my thought responds. Scientists have found that in a tenth of a second, our eyes move many, many times, and we drift from looking at an object. We can see an object, and then we drift off to some other area. And in that drifting, when we are asked to say what we've seen, we give a pretty fair picture of what we've seen in just a short instant. Now, I would like to suggest that we know all things. There is no learning, there is no time in which sound travels from one location to another. There is no time, there is no space in which the speed of sound is moving from here to there. Sound is here now. Not so many years ago, sound was only given from a source, hearable. Then they brought in the telegraph, they brought in the techniques of putting sound on wire and having it pass through wire and travel from one city to another in a short time. Then they created the possibility of having sound and pictures travel through the wire. And then they created the possibility of having sound and pictures and everything travel through the air without wires. They were just signals that were cast off anywhere, and people who had the capacity of the receiving devices could pick it up. Now, how fast was that going? Scientists today are doing research onto how fast that is going. Now, what is the speed of sound? What is the speed that these things travel? Now, the idea that came to the scientists in the first place to have a sound travel through a wire or through the air, or detecting the movement of sound or the movement of effect through a nerve in the body, is an interesting and an analytical bit of research. It's studying into these things and saying that that is reality. And the day will come, as it always does, the day will come as humanity comes to the conclusion that sound does not travel. Sound exists everywhere, and we merely have the receptors for our ability to hear it and be aware of it. For the sound is always right there at the edge of our awareness, awaiting our ability to tune into it. And when we tune into it, we will find that it'll always be there. Scientists are finding, as they do research into outer space and the sounds that come from outer space, the same sounds come again and again and again. They think perhaps there is some intelligence out there that is sending off broadcasts that to any who will listen and hear it and understand it. Now, the interesting thing is, those broadcasts are always there. Just like scientists have been able to pick up broadcasts that were cast out of the universe by the radio systems back in the 30s, the 40s, and they're able to listen to the radio programs that were there, because they're never lost. The sound is never lost. The sound is always there. It can be picked up. It's our receptor, our ability to receive it, our ability to hear it and know it. There's no speed to sound. There is no distance to sound. There is no time to sound. It always exists. It always is wherever it is. It goes nowhere. It comes from nowhere. It is everywhere. And this is how sound is. Sound cannot have a speed, because it already exists everywhere. All of life has no time for existence and a time for non-existence. Whenever our awareness is placed upon anything, an object or a sound or a sight, whatever, it has already existed, it always existed, and our talent and our ability is to train our awareness to tune into it, to recognize that it is there, that we are it. And we utilize the infinite allness of the universe when we tune in to our own inner self as not a part of it, but as in the flow of the absolute awareness. The speed of sound is an intriguing idea. The speed of sound is a charming direction for our thinking to go. But actually, if we could move ourselves to the next level, and as metaphysicians, this is not a difficult thing to do. As physicists and as scientists, it's a little more difficult, because they need to have physical pathways through which substance, through which sound, through which objectivity can be transmitted. Oh, it may be the air, it may be the wind, it may be the electrical wires, it may be whatever vibrations it chooses, but in reality, it is the allness. In reality, it is the now. In reality, it is done. So, where are you and where am I on this wonderful theme of life? Where are we? What sort of aspect of life are we concerning ourselves with? What sort of interest do we have? We say, what is the speed of sound? Well, I think we can look at it from another point of view and say sound always exists. And when we can train our awareness to be aware of our oneness, then we will recognize that all sound, all time, all space is here and now. And as we train our awareness to that, then we experience whatever it is we choose to experience. Now, like our radio station, like our television station, like our television sets, and like our computers and the internet, we tune into whatever it is we like. And if we hear something that is not to our liking or our choice, we tune to where we can find what we do want. And so it is with the sound. We tune in to the sound of the infinite, the sound of the absolute, the sound of the universe at our level of awareness, and we hear what we are tuned into. And if we choose to tune in to a brighter, stronger, more dynamic aspect of the allness, we will find that it's really quite exciting. It's quite amazing, quite amusing, quite remarkable. And in this amazing, exciting, unusual and remarkable aspect. All knowledge is made known to us. All wisdom is made known to us. All sound is made known to us. Because we are one as all, and as we recognize we are one as all, then the all is made available to us as we choose to enjoy it, as we choose to partake of it, as we choose to be a human being, as we choose to be a divine being, as we choose to be absolute being, as we choose to be now, as we choose to be any time, space, or anything that we choose, we do it now. The speed of sound is now. There is no lapse. There is no measurement that could be used for the speed of sound. All measurement will be used for the physiological expressions that we have chosen to use in our world. We measure the time that there's no sound to a sound, and we have the devices that tell us how interesting this is. But as metaphysicians, and everyone is a metaphysician, thinking beyond the physical, as metaphysicians, we know that all time is now, all space is here, and all sound is now. Join me in this recognition, this revelation, this realization, in this awareness. And let the universe become just a little more exciting, because all sound is here and now, right now. And how exciting that is. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.